WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our WRCO Morning Show, joining us are Stephanie Cox from Hill Point Hideaway Bar and Grill and Bob Brenneman, who is the VFW commander there in Hill Point as well. Some special things going on. Well, first of all, your smelt feed, that's pretty known pretty much far and wide, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, very wide.
Any idea how many years you've been doing that?
Approximately 60.
My goodness. So you've got the recipe pretty well down pat.
Pretty much. We got the whole recipe down, yep.
Tell me how it works on May 4th and the time and everything, Bob.
May 4th, it starts at 4:30. The smell feed starts. That's with the fire department. They're the main sponsor of that event, which I also belong to. So... But other than that, there'll be, of course, smelt, scalloped potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and usually we have milk and coffee and that sort of stuff. And our first responders will have other beverages there for you if you want to partake in them. And then from there, we serve until about 7:30. And there's usually a kind of a waiting line. If you don't get here at 4:30, well, if you're here at 4:30, you will be in a waiting line already.
Hmm. Yeah, again, it's well known how good it is. How much of the staff does it require to put this on? About how many people?
Well, our whole fire department works on it together with some of their wives, and we have 28 members on the fire department.
Awesome. And where do you get the smelt from? You don't go out and catch that yourselves, do you?
No, we don't go out and catch it. We used to years ago, but we don't anymore. No, we ordered it from I guess I'm going to say Reinhardt. Mm-hmm. Is where we ordered it from this year.
And so you don't need tickets in advance. Everything's sold at the door?
Yes, everything's sold at the door. We usually have a... You can even bring your card. You don't have to have cash. We have a guy that has a card reader or whatever you want to call him. You can eat in or you can carry out, whatever you want to do.
And Hill Point Hideaway will be open for, you can bring your smelt in over here and eat also.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you can get it to go and head over there then. That'll work. So, yeah. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things going on, a real effort to really decorate Hill Point these days. What can you tell us about it?
A local gentleman, Chuck Leonard, and his name needs to be very well thought of because he is the one behind this masterpiece. He came up to me and told me he wants flags hanging through Hill Point. He wants people to know who we are and what we believe in and how we support our country and our military forces. And we started talking about it. And the next thing I knew it, I was ordering 12 flags. And now we have 36 flags ordered. And they're starting to get hung up right now. And Smelt Feed will be the start of celebrating for our flags.
Well, that is tremendous. So can you tell me where they're going to be the flying at, over the street lights and through the town, or how does that work?
They'll be off of 154 from Sugar Maple to Hill Point East Road, and they will be down the side roads going down to the Rod and Gun Club and also on Hill Point Road.
The flags will be representing what? You're going to have the state and national flags?
Yes, they're starting to come up right now, and it's really making our community look great.
Four military flags, well, actually the six military flags will be flying too. You know, the Air Force, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Aerospace. And the local fire department and the EMS has sponsored two flags, so they're going to be flying those too, so... And, of course, the VFW will be flying their flag, too.
So lots of flags will be flying through Hill Point from May to the middle of September.
Well, that is awesome. Bob, this has got to be a proud moment for you. You must have a lot of folks in that area that have served our country, don't you?
Yes, we've had a lot of people that have served the country in a lot of different wars. I myself am Vietnam, and there is some Korean gentlemen around yet. And we've had guys from the Gulf Wars to Kuwait, Iraq, all kinds of different service members.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other events coming up there at Hill Point VFW that you'd like to talk about for this upcoming year, Bob?
Well, the only thing that we actually have scheduled is on Memorial Saturday of Memorial Weekend, we're having a brat feed at the local gas station in Loganville. But other than that, we don't have anything scheduled until October. We try to take the summer off and let everybody enjoy the summer.
And then you'll be doing some things, I'm guessing, on Memorial Day and Veterans Day as well, won't you?
Yes. Memorial Day, well, before Memorial Day, we have six cemeteries that we have to put flags on. We'll be going out doing that here the week before Memorial Day. And then there's October. We'll start probably with our soup suppers again. We usually have a soup supper once a month from October until through March. And also at the first Sunday in December, we always have the VFW and the fire department sponsor Santa, Breakfast with Santa.
Awesome. That's great. So you get involved in a lot of things in the community, and I know the community supports you as well. Did you have to find sponsors to help with these flags?
Yes, we did. It was really word of mouth and pretty much local. We do have a few outside of the community here that have helped. Word of mouth has been great. I pitched it to the VFW to help do this. And they have been amazing. It's just been a great campaign, and everybody's talking about it, and it looks amazing.
Stephanie, if people are interested, or maybe they're interested in showing support, who should they get a hold of?
They can contact me at Hill Point Hideaway. They can send a check to our VFW Post 3434 in Hill Point. Do we have an address for them?
I don't remember right now.
But it can always be dropped off at Hill Point Hideaway. I've been taking care of a lot of this and been very happy to be taking care of this with the help of the VFW. So.
And I'm guessing the night of the smelt feed, too, if somebody wanted to contribute, they could certainly do that, too, couldn't they?
Yes. We will have a couple donation buckets out for that.
So the goal is, Stephanie and Bob, that it's going to be fully decorated there for the May 4th smelt feed night?
Yes.
Well, I hope people will come out and see that. Anything else that either of you would like to add?
I don't think so. We just would like to thank our sponsors for this great privilege of hanging our flags.
It's going to be beautiful. Hopefully people will take a drive if they can't be there for the smelt feed, but just happen through and take a look at it. It'll kind of be a good photo opportunity, I think, as well. Stephanie Cox, Hill Point Hideaway Bar and Grill, and Bob Brenneman, who is the VFW commander in Hill Point, joining us on today's morning show.
I've taken a role myself, I've just done this, of being a climate change educator. I found over the years that there is a need for more education to the public about what's happening in our climate, about passing on the concerns of climate scientists who are very concerned about what's happening, and just bringing that to the forefront so the public knows really what's going on in regards to climate change.
You know, for our area, we've been under a drought. It started last summer. Even for the winter, we were still dry and we're still under drought. Richland County is still severe to moderate drought. You know, how does that all play in with the climate change?
What climate change does is it makes extreme events worse and more frequent. So the dryness that's being felt in southwest and west central Wisconsin, including Richland County, is more than likely exacerbated by climate change. The dryness wouldn't be as dry as it is right now. But it works on the other end of things, too. When you have flooding rain events, catastrophic rains, it can make that kind of event worse as well. So climate change essentially supercharges the atmosphere and makes extreme events more frequent and worse than they would be otherwise.
Is climate change coming slower than anticipated? I remember when I was in grade school, and I'm not going to tell you how many years ago that was. It was a long time ago. They were talking about climate change, but it didn't really seem to have a big effect until the last few years.
I think it's more just an awareness by the general public more about the impact of climate change. The changes have been happening, especially in the last 50 years or so, since 1970. That's when we've really seen a lot of fossil fuel emissions going to the atmosphere, and we've really seen this change in our climate. So it's been happening at a steady pace, but especially since about 1970 or so, we're seeing the changes happen more frequently and more extreme. So our winters are shorter, they're warmer, especially our winter season is where we're feeling the effects of climate change. We don't have as much snow. We don't have the cold snaps as we used to. I think that's an area, that winter season is where folks can really experience the change and remember how much colder and snowier it used to be when they were in their youth.
Have you seen as big of a change in the summer season?
Not as big of a change, but it's still significant. It is warmer to a large degree. To put this in perspective, the winter months are on average, let's see here, I got that statistic, is about 5 degrees warmer. The whole wintertime season is about 5 degrees warmer than it was in 1970 on average. The summer season is closer to about 2 degrees warmer. Still significant, but just not, hasn't as warm as much as our winter. And that's because of the influence of the Arctic. The Arctic regions are the fastest warming in the world. So those cold snaps, those cold waves, just haven't been as cold and as long in duration. So it's in the winter when that season is especially being affected by climate change. But not to say spring, summer, and fall are still significantly impacted by climate change as well. And we're seeing it, in Richland County, that dryness. There is a contributing factor from climate change. Now, that's not to say that the dryness wouldn't be there, because cycles of weather that have always been there. And we've had, as you know, droughts in the past. But again, climate change just is making things a little bit more extreme than they normally would be.
Now, you're going to be in Richland County, actually, at Richland Center, at the community center this Sunday, presenting a program. Yeah. Can you kind of tell me how that will work?
Yeah, it's going to be a presentation where I cover climate change in details. First of all, I'll talk about the science of climate change. I'll talk about how climate scientists are in overwhelming agreement that we're experiencing a warming climate, and it's because it's human caused. but because of the burning of fossil fuels. So I'll go through that science. Then I'll look into the impacts of climate change. How is it impacting the world, but especially how is it impacting Richland County, Richland Center, and much of southern Wisconsin locally? What are the local impacts of climate change? But then I'm going to spend a significant amount of time on solutions, too. What can we do to help mitigate future effects of climate change? And there's a lot that can be done. I'm optimistic about the future, but we'll get into that as well. So by the time we're done, and I'll have time for questions and answers, I think people will have a much better understanding of the impacts of climate change, why I'm so concerned about climate change, but again, that I'm optimistic because of the solutions that are out there.
You know, you hear a lot about what big corporations and factories can do to fight climate change. And I can remember, you know, like 50 years ago, they talked about what households can do. And like some of the examples were aerosol cans, buy spray bottles, not aerosol cans. And are some of those still pertinent to try in to cut the risk in your home?
The ozone layer, which was being eaten away by especially refrigerants in your freezer and your refrigerator, that was addressed to a large degree and was a success story by getting away from those kinds of gases that were in those particular appliances. But climate change is a different animal. There's a lot that we can do in our homes to make them more energy efficient. There's things you can do in terms of what you eat, the cars that you buy, the politicians that you elect, the organizations that you join. There's many things that we can do as individuals to help mitigate the effects of climate change, and I'll go into those as well during my talk.
There's also some tax incentives to go energy efficient with some things in your home, isn't there?
There is. There's what we call IRA, the Inflationary Reduction Act that was passed by the Biden administration. And there's a lot of money flowing out of that act that can actually be beneficial to organizations, nonprofits, businesses, and individuals. There's monies that you can take advantage of to help in your effort to make your home or business more energy efficient, or in trying to acquire like solar and the like. There's monies available, and I'll be touching on that as well.
Now, I'm sure the presentation is open to everyone on Sunday, and you would invite everyone. Is there a charge?
There is no charge. So, yes, one and all, youth, and anywhere from 8 years old to 88, you know, I welcome everybody. And I think you're going to find it worth your while. I throw a lot of information out there. I've got a slideshow presentation, and you're going to learn a lot in that hour that I'm there.
Well, Bob, is there anything I haven't asked you about that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Not really. Just again, I strongly encourage our listeners to come on out. It's an hour that'll be well worth your time, and I think you're going to find it very beneficial.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. See you Sunday.
All right.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric. Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Get free paint all week at All-American Do-It Center. That's right, April 15th through the 21st. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look interior or exterior latex paint and get one absolutely free. Of equal or lesser value, see store for details. Restrictions may apply. Best Look Paint has a low-odor paint and primer all in one formula, backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Buy 1 gallon, get one free of Best Look Paint. April 15th through the 21st only at All-American Do-It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
Our morning show continues on WRCO, WRCE. He wandered in the studio through the rain today. Jerry Bauer, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine, Phil. Thank you for inviting me to do this show this morning.
It's a lovely rain. That kind of transitions into what we want to talk about, gardening here.
That's right. Yeah, this is the annual Plant for the Pantry appeal. And as I was driving in this morning, I was thinking about this rain is timely. We really need it, because as everybody knows, we've been at a high fire risk, and the ground has been awfully, awfully dry, and so it's beginning to regain some of that moisture. And I was noticing also when I was surfing on the internet that Jerry Apps had an article once that said, "Don't curse the rain." And I was thinking, well, that's probably the truth, that you shouldn't be angry about it, because it's one of the necessary ingredients of getting food. And I'm appealing on behalf of the pantry for people to think about planting an extra row, or even just 2 or 3 seeds, and bringing the excess produce to the pantry when it's ripe, of course.
How did it go last year?
It went very well. We had usually at least a couple hundred pounds of produce each week for the pantry to distribute, and the clients really appreciate it, and they remark on it that, boy, this is some good produce that we're getting here.
They know where it comes from.
Yes, right? Yes, they do.
It's not chipped in from a long ways away or anything?
No, it's not, and a second harvest does not have a great deal of produce for us in the summertime. It seems like they have more during the winter, and I don't know what is the cause of that, but if it comes in the door, we try to send it out the other door that afternoon.
You mentioned as we came in this morning, you're starting to see a few little things starting to pop through the ground, aren't
That's
you?
That's right. I was clearing off the old asparagus canes and noticed that a few of the roots are changing color and getting ready to go, and this rain will help that.
Might get a little nip of frost this weekend, but
oh boy,
not uncommon for this time of year.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And being by the river sometimes helps a little bit with that.
When do you start accepting produce? Because people could have some early things in now.
Sure, and anytime. And they can bring it on a Wednesday. That's the only day that we operate the pantry. But bring it on a Wednesday, and anytime after 9 o'clock, and hopefully before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So in case They need to do some processing to get it ready to hand out to the clients. That they've got time to do that before the pantry distribution begins at 4 o'clock.
Does it need to be washed up, or do you kind of take care of that?
We can take care of that. Of course, we appreciate it if people wash it up ahead of time because, well, it saves us time, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. What's the most popular thing as far as the produce is concerned?
I would say tomatoes and cucumbers, and then in the fall, apples and sometimes some pears and things of that, some fruits that are coming ripe.
Good stuff. Now, for instance, I don't like beets, so I'd probably donate those.
Oh, I don't know. Well, okay, that's fine. Yep.
Whatever you want to donate.
Right? That's right. Yes, if you can grow it, I think some of our clients will eat it, and so we will distribute it. That's what we're in the business of doing.
Yeah, that's great. So we hope a lot of people will do that. And you know, Jerry, it doesn't really take that much, as you mentioned, just another few rows or hills.
That's right.
That'll do it. Absolutely. Well, give me a little update, if you would, on the food pantry and how it's been going lately.
Okay, I've got a comparison between 2023 and 2022, and numbers for 2023 became available just the very first part of this week. We finally got all of the information in that we needed because, of course, there always overlaps as you come into the new year. And so, for example, in 2022, the number of families, the number of cars that we served, 2,555. And then in 2023, number of families or cars that we served, 3,475. And that's a 36% increase over 2022. And then in 2024, I have the numbers just from January through March, and that's 949. So it looks like it's going to be 2024 is going to be a little bit higher than 2023. And that's been something that's been going on. The greatest time that we noticed that happening was between 2020 and today, quite frankly. As you know, in March of 2020, the government closed the whole economy down. And the rule was is that if you were 60 and over, why you should stay home and stay at least 6 feet away from everybody. And well, we all managed to buckle through that, and here we are. But we were, in the days B.C., before COVID, we were serving about 50 families per week. And now we're serving somewhere in the 80 families per week. And we had a week a few weeks ago. I'm getting weak. and we had 102 cars that day. And so the people that volunteer at the pantry really do work. You've got to be on your feet, and you got to be moving, and you got to be lifting. And it's... I can't say too many thanks to the volunteers because they're just fantastic, and if they have to be away, they feel badly about that, but they always let somebody know that they're not going to be there. They usually try to find somebody to come in and take their place, as it were, so that we're not shorthanded. And so on a Wednesday, by 9 o'clock, we've got at least a half a dozen people, maybe more, at the Lighthouse Chapel, and we're beginning to get going. And by the time you get to noon, we probably have about 15 people there working on setting up the tables, getting the carts ready to come out in the afternoon.
I wonder how you do it all logistically, Jerry, because, you know, you're planning for 50, and then all of a sudden you double that, 102 show up. How are you prepared for that kind of increase?
Well, we do have a storage area at the Lighthouse Chapel, and so we do have supplies on the shelf. And so if that happens, people who come after you hit the crest might not get everything that the people early on got, but usually we're able to muckle through and take we sure try to take care of everybody. And then remember also that on the third Thursday of the month, we also staff the mobile pantry out at the fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you do that, so you're busy 2 days a week then, aren't you?
That's right, yep.
Yeah, that's incredible. You talked about the increase. Why do you think that is? Any idea why it numbers continue to go up?
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update at 6:30 is sponsored by Computer Connections, Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs. A high today of 50. It will be a bit blustery. West winds at 15 to 25. Sunshine at times. For tonight, mostly clear, with a frost or freeze likely and a low of 28. There could be some frost in the low-lying areas this morning. It's 36 degrees here at the studios in Richland Center.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Republican lawmakers have filed a new lawsuit alleging partial vetoes Governor Tony Evers made to a bill designed to bolster students' reading performance were unconstitutional. Evers signed a bill in July that created an early literacy coaching program within the State Department of Public Instruction, as well as grants for schools that adopt approved reading curricula. The bill did not appropriate any money, however. Evers signed another bill in February that calls for the legislature's budget committee to spend $50 million to fund the July bill, but vetoed sections of it. Republicans argue in their lawsuit that Evers overstepped his powers because the February bill does not actually appropriate any money. They file the suit in Dane County this week. A longtime Wisconsin Democratic politician is running for Congress. Peter Barca is challenging Republican Congressman Brian Stile to his bid in a bid for a fourth term representing the 1st Congressional District. He made his announcement at an event in Racine County on Thursday. Barca is a veteran of Wisconsin politics, and his announcement was not unexpected after he recently resigned, as State Revenue Secretary. Barca was elected to the State Assembly 5 times. Before winning a special election to Congress in 1992, he lost to Republican Mark Newman in 1994. He again served in the Assembly beginning in 2008, taking leadership roles with both Democratic majorities and minorities. Barca was one of Governor Tony Evers' first cabinet appointments upon his election in 2018. He's the first big-name Democrat to enter the race in what is viewed as a competitive district. The primary will be held in August. Monday is Earth Day, and UW-Madison has lots going on. The university's Earth Fest starts today and runs through next Friday. There will be dozens of events ranging from lectures to volunteer opportunities. Paul Robbins is dean of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. He said that this is the institute's biggest effort ever in the 50 years it's sponsored Earth Day activities. Robbins notes Earth Day was the brainchild of late Senator Gaylord Nelson, for whom the institute is named, but that Nelson always declared that all he did was name a day and everybody else showed up and did the heavy lifting. Find out more at earthfest.wisc.edu. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to return to Wisconsin next week.
Harris will be in La Crosse on Monday. President Joe Biden's campaign says the VP will address abortion rights and the economy and health care at two separate events. Well, this will be Harris's third campaign visit this year. She was in Madison last month and Waukesha in January. Wisconsin is critical for Biden's effort at a second term, and he's also visited the state three times this year. The president was in Madison to address the economy earlier this month and promoted infrastructure investments in Milwaukee last month and Superior in January. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The TOMA VMAC annual Earth Day recycling event will be held today and tomorrow. Hours today, 8 until 3. Saturday, 8 until noon. Bring your lead acid batteries and old home electronics for free recycling. The electronic recycling event will be held outside Building 52 of the TOMA VA campus. Enter on 2nd Street and follow the signs. For more information, call the Green Environmental Management System Program at 1-800-872-8662, extension 61757. The event is not open to electronic recycling businesses or large home businesses. A barn was destroyed by fire this week. The Viroqua Fire Department responded Wednesday at approximately 11:20 to S6301 County Road T in the town of Viroqua. When the firefighters arrived, smoke and flames were coming from the entire structure. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. The structure was a complete loss. The fire spread quickly through the structure due to the high wind. No other buildings were affected by the fire. No one was home at the time of the fire, and no injuries were reported. Firefighters were on the scene for about 2 hours and assisted by the Westby, Lafarge, and Reedstown Fire Departments, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, Tri-State Ambulance, and Vernon Electric. Richland Center Large Item Pickup will be held this Saturday. Large Item Pickup is for items that are not collected during regular weekly household garbage pickup. Large item collection includes couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, and the like. Items not included are lumber, construction materials, brush, appliances, microwaves, televisions, air conditioners, or any computer equipment. All items should be at the curb by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. All bagged garbage should be placed out for the regular garbage pickup this week. State health officials are warning of contaminated herbs. The Department of Services issued a warning on Thursday that packages on the fresh basil sold at Trader Joe's stores were contaminated with salmonella. One person in Wisconsin has gotten sick from the illness. The basil has already been pulled from the shelves in 29 states. Anyone who still has that basil sold under the Infinite Herbs brand should toss it out immediately. Former UW Lacrosse Chancellor Joe Gao is being recommended for dismissal from his tenured faculty position. That's according to Gao, who said Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan emailed a 300-page report that included her recommendation. Gao was fired as Chancellor by the Board of Regents in December after UW officials discovered he was making pornographic content online. Gao says the report includes three charges for his dismissal, including unethical and potentially illegal conduct. The next step is a public hearing by a UW La Crosse faculty committee, which could happen in the next few weeks.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
We will have some sunshine today, but it will be deceptive. It'll be blustery and cool. A high of 50 and winds between 15 and 25 miles per hour today. Mostly clear tonight. Frost or freeze likely. It could be even colder tomorrow morning. A low of 28. Saturday's high 50. And for Sunday, sunny and pleasant 60 degrees. 64 Monday before some rain rolls in Monday night into Tuesday. In Richland Center, yesterday we were a little bit rainy most of the day. We did pick up just short of 0.2 inches here at the studios. We had a high of 51 on Thursday. Right now, after a midnight reading of 44, it is 36 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A few games were played yesterday, a few more on the high school scene slated for today and this weekend, and the Brewers preparing to head to St. Louis this weekend. When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on activewear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's Clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to activewear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
Well, a lot of our scheduled high school events were called off yesterday. A few were played. At Ithaca, the Bulldogs defeated Kickapoo 15-1 in baseball. Devin Iam, the winning pitcher, a one-hitter against the Panthers yesterday. Wes Nelson and Sammy Clary both had three hits in the five-inning game. And it was a win for the Ithaca softball team over Kickapoo 6-2. The winning pitcher, Olivia Young, giving up eight hits, striking out five and walking two, as Ithaca scored all of its runs in the first inning. Ariana Lewis was 2-for-3. Alyssa Muller, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Holly King, Kaylee Newkirk, and Olivia Young all went 1-for-3 in the win. Elsewhere in softball, Cuba City 12-2 over Riverdale. Boscobel shut out Southwestern 4-0. Highland 3, Monticello Nuglaris 2. Cashton 12-2 over Royal. In baseball, Royal 10-0 over Cashton. It was Lancaster 10, Belmont 4. Iowa Grant defeated Potosi-Cassville 11-1. On the schedule today, it's a rescheduled game, and we'll be proud to have it on the radio as Riverdale goes to Ithaca for a good local baseball matchup. 5 o'clock first pitch time from Ithaca tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Other events going on for Richland Center. The Hornet golf team is off to the Reedsburg Country Club for an invite today. And there's track and field action at Reedsburg Area High School for several area teams, including Richland Center and River Valley today. There's baseball action for Richland Center. They are slated to host Prairie du Chien in varsity and JV action this afternoon at Richland Center High School. Riverdale is home to a middle school track invitational that is going on today and involving several area teams. The Wisconsin men's basketball lineup will include a lot of new faces next season. Tyler Wall graduated. A.J. Storr has moved on to play for the Kansas Jayhawks. And now the Badgers have to find a point guard. Chucky Hepburn has entered the transfer portal. Coach Greg Gard has until May 1st to find a possible replacement there. Potential point guards already in Madison include players like Max Klesmit, Kamari McGee, and incoming freshman Daniel Freitag. Transfer cornerback R.J. Delancey is going to be taking advantage of the opportunities offered during spring football at Wisconsin. The Badgers held their ninth practice Thursday with six more to go. He transferred in from Toledo. Head coach Luke Fickell calls him a competitor who hasn't caused any issues and looks to be a part of the team this year. A week before the 2024 NFL draft, the Packers have added a former first-round draft pick to their offensive line candidates. Andre Dillard is joining his third team, going into his sixth professional season. Blessed with strength, size, and agility, he's had some problems. He led the league last season by allowing 12 sacks while playing for the Titans, including multiple sacks in four starts. Dillard has been durable during his pro career, and the Packers have to hope they can tap into his athleticism athleticism and find some depth for the offensive line. The Brewers were off yesterday. A few games were played. Tampa Bay 2-1 over the Angels. Cleveland 5-4 over Boston. Texas 9, Detroit 7. Miami at the Cubs, that was postponed. And San Francisco shut out Arizona. That final score was 5-0. Corbin Burns is gone and Brandon Woodruff is hurt, but the Brewers still have an ace. Right-hander Freddy Peralta has been effective this season with 2 wins and an ERA of 2.55 and 26 strikeouts. In 17 and two-thirds innings. He takes the mound this weekend as the Brewers start that series. Until now, all we've known is that Giannis wouldn't be able to play Sunday in the opener against the Pacers. The news may be a little worse than that. One NBA insider says the player has been rehabbing, but it might be 2 to 4 weeks before he can return. His injury was 2 weeks ago. If that's the date we're counting from, he could be playing again before the series is over. The Bucks are being very careful with their superstar, so he won't do any long-term damage to his injured leg. I'm Phil Mee. That's an update on sports.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic.
Inflation has hurt everybody. It's hurt us too. I mean, our costs are going up with everybody else's costs, and so we've noted that in our reports at the board meetings that we're spending more totally on food than we had in the past. Percentage wise, probably not. People might be interested to learn that we spend 90% of our resources on securing food. And Second Harvest is our greatest supplier. They do a great job, and they also provide us with quite a few free things as well, that they get things in that they, well, it's simply more than they can use, and sometimes it's more than they can store, and they have to get it out in a hurry. We have half a dozen appliances at the Lighthouse Chapel, freezers and refrigerators, and so we maintain those, and we can handle some frozen food. The Richland Locker has been a great help to us and continues to be in letting us store things in their freezers when we get overloaded, which we do periodically. We had somebody this last week that gave us over 100 pounds of ground beef for hamburger.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is, yeah. It is. But you think about that and you, okay, so that's 100 packages, 1 pound packages of ground beef, and we're serving 90 some people. In a week, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wondered how much you actually purchased and how much was donated, and I guess it varies a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It depends. We also get commodities from the U.S. Department of Agriculture as well, and we get one delivery a month. And then sometimes it, too, will get a windfall of some commodity, and so then a special announcement will come out to all of the food pantries that Second Harvest serves, and they'll say, we're getting this and this and this and this, and let us know how many cases you want or how many pounds, depending on what it is.
I know locally there have been some businesses collecting cereal. I know Julie Karen State
That's
Farm,
right.
They
yes.
were doing that.
Yes, State Farm has done a great job for us, and the shopping news has been doing a great job even longer. And so we do a pickup every week. A couple of the guys take their truck and go to the Shopping News and to State Farm and pick up those produces. We also pick up things from Walmart as well. And we've got some others that periodically come on and let us know.
That's convenient for people that might not be able to make it out to the Lighthouse Chapel or whatever.
That's right. And an individual who doesn't have their own transportation can still secure food. And you can do that by finding a neighbor or perhaps a family member to come to the pantry for you. And what you need to do is just simply write a note and say, I'm authorizing know, John Smith to pick up food for me today and sign your name to it. And we will check that person in and we will give them the food that will end up at your house.
So talk about the differences between what you do on Wednesday and then what's done at fellowship on Thursday. And
well, the major difference is that Wednesday is a full-fledged pantry distribution, and so it takes us all day to get set up for it. The mobile pantry, which is coming up next Thursday, comes out on a semi from Second Harvest, and it's already packaged, essentially. And so what they do at the fellowship is simply get it off of the semi and get it into people's cars and send them on their way. I have to be truthful and say that I have not been to a distribution, either at the fellowship or at the Lighthouse Chapel, since March of 2020. I've just been cautious. Mm-hmm. And so far it's worked. I did get COVID early on, and it was not too bad because I had just gotten the shots. And so things have worked out, and I've not had a recurrence. And
that's awesome. But you're helping out in a lot of other ways.
We hope so. We have a small group of people, four of us, that come in on Wednesday morning, and we do repackaging. And then what is sort of a mindless job, but we open up a lot of bags, and we ask them, how many bags do you need? And they tell us every week, 500 to 600. And so, of course, we have to buy supplies. And so we have some of those business expenses, so to speak.
So you go out and buy paper bags then?
No, they're plastic bags. And mm-hmm. we have suppliers that are for food pantries specifically. And so somebody keeps track of the inventory, buys additional ones when we're getting low on them. And we've got three different sizes depending on what the product is that we're putting in there. So, for example, wieners that we get come in double-wrapped plastic bags, and about 40 pounds in a bag. Well, they're frozen, and you can't give 40 pounds of hot dogs to one family. And so we set up and we repackage those, and we put eight hot dogs in a bag, in a plastic bag, and out it goes to the client. Why eight hot dogs? Because that's the number of buns they get in the package of buns that they get.
Okay, interesting. We wanted to mention here, I guess the mobile food pantry is today, not next week.
Oh, okay.
It's today.
Yeah, Jerry's off the queue here again.
Okay.
That happens to you when you get old. That's my excuse.
Yeah, right. Well, we appreciate whoever listened and put that into us.
That's a good thing that they did that.
We stand corrected.
So. Yes, and I will probably get teased next Wednesday.
You know, and you talk about buying bags and supplies, but you also have to, if you have those freezers there, you got to help with a light bill. So
that's right. Yes, we make a payment to the Lighthouse Chapel each month to help defray some of the energy expenses. And there's some additional cleaning, of course. On a day like today, you get some people tracking in and out, and the floor needs to be scrubbed by the time you're out of there in the evening.
Mm-hmm. So you got to do some cleanup afterwards, and
yes, we do some, but the Lighthouse Chapel takes care of the heavy stuff, and that's all part of that payment that we make.
I know you have a nice board of people on there. Anybody or the board you'd like to recognize here?
There are 10 of us all together, and we get along well.
Uh huh. Are you the head
I'm
guy?
I'm the president of the board of directors. And I think that just means I get to answer the phone most of the time.
Well, always good to have you in here. And I know that, you know, there's such a need in the community. People, monetary donations are certainly accepted, aren't they?
Yes. In fact, we can leverage monetary donations quite well. Second Harvest charges the minimum of what they need to recover their costs and their handling and whatnot. And we can get from Second Harvest then for every dollar that we get donated, we can get between 5 and 6 pounds of food. And so we do that regularly. And I was adding up some of the numbers this morning, and we send out each Wednesday afternoon at least 3,000 pounds of food.
Incredible.
Well, as our annual report will indicate, the average cart has about 40 pounds of food in it by the time it goes out the door.
And it's a complete meal and then some.
We try to plan that, and that's where the produce comes in. The plant for the pantry is that, you know, those fresh things are the best for you when they're fresh, and so we're hoping that people will help us out.
Won't be long, and I know you're not as involved anymore, but you'll be opening up the Aiky School again.
Oh, yes. But Mr. Thede is in charge of that now.
Yeah, he's the big head honcho there.
Oh, yes. He's doing a great job.
Yeah. That history's still alive, and I know they're looking to expand a little bit this year and do some other things.
Yeah. Ken came up with an idea for one room school calendar, and he sold out the first printing, and I don't know, he may have it by now, but he was working on securing a second printing, and that was just surprised him, I guess, and surprised the rest of us as well.
It's a nice calendar. So maybe next year they'll do like the former educators 12-month calendar. You can pose, and Gene Burkett can pose.
Okay, there we go.
In the summer swimsuit or whatever the case might be. So.
Oh, we don't want to scare people.
Great idea for next year. So anything else you'd like to add, Jerry, in terms of planting for the pantry or anything?
I think we've sort of gone over the landscape here, and I would just say that Richland Community Food Pantry is a totally volunteer activity. It has no paid employees whatsoever, and we depend entirely on the community to supply us with the funds that we need. We were fortunate enough to set aside a small rainy day fund during the pandemic, and we're still counting on that to cover some of our increased expenses, as you mentioned before, that if you have a 36% increase in the number of people that you're serving, you're going to have some increases in your expenses along the way.
Yeah, unfortunately, things probably aren't going down anytime soon either.
No, it does not look like it.
And gas prices affect a lot of that, too.
Correct.
So. Yeah. I have a list here, in fact, of the board of directors. Maybe we should mention them. You have people from all walks of life.
Yes, we do.
Including Evelyn Faulkner, Rhonda Marish, and David May, Monsignor Roger Sheckle, John Madden, Roxanne Klubertans, along with Larry Engel, David Fry, and Linda Danforth. So, good group there.
Yes, it is. It's a hard-working group, and some of them are there on Wednesday, and some of them just come to the board meetings. Depends on what their personal situation is. A lot of us are retired, but some of our board members are still gainfully employed, and they need to take care of that first.
You bet. So people can start bringing the fruits of their gardens in any Wednesday, then, it sounds like. What time can they do that, Jerry?
That is correct. And we thank you in advance, and we'll try to thank you afterwards as well.
What time do you open up there for people to bring food in?
On a Wednesday always, and any time after 9 o'clock.
After 9.
Yeah, and they should go to the back door, because we keep the front door locked. Otherwise, we've got people wandering in and getting in the way.
Uh-huh. And then getting ready for the food. And what time does the distribution start?
The distribution starts at 4 o'clock, and it goes until 5:30. And at that 5:30 mark, if there are more cars in line than they can serve before 5:30, whoever's in line gets food that day.
And again, the mobile food pantry is today, so
right.
Be aware of that. Jerry, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you very much, Phil.
You bet. Jerry Bauer joining us on this portion of the morning show.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.